The final investigator I met with was Dr. O'Malley, whose module focused on new agents in gynecologic cancer, including tisotumab vedotin, an antibody-drug conjugate with encouraging clinical activity with relatively few adverse events that include conjunctivitis. This agent targets tissue factor, which accounts for its anti-tumor activity, but also on-target toxicities.
So normal tissue factor is really ubiquitous in the submembrane. And so that is actually one challenge with it, but it seems to be overexpressed in multiple cancers. So as we look at this as a standpoint of a vascular impact, for example, we see the epistasis. This inflammation in the conjunctiva is really interesting. And I don't think I can do justice as to why that happens. It's very different than the eye toxicities we see in other ADCs. We don't see this conjunctivitis in the other ADCs.
What other cancers is tissue factor seen in? Are any of these being looked at with this agent?
Yeah, they have multiple trials ongoing. Obviously, I'm more familiar with the ones in the GYN, but we talked about the ovarian cancer one, cervix cancer. I believe they're looking at lung and potentially pancreatic.
I was really interested by some of the new trial concepts that are being looked at with TV, including combination strategies. And I'm kind of curious if you have a favored one.
It's a great question, Neil. My favorite, having an agent where we could utilize in the first line setting to potentially limit alopecia and yet still have an active is one of probably the more exciting, even combined with carboplatin. We haven't yet moved to the triplet, carboplatin, TV, Bev, but I think that it would obviously be very interesting in the future. So could you substitute this in the first line treatment? That to me is the more exciting.
Yeah, it's kind of flashing. Obviously, we talk a lot about brentuximab vedotin in our lymphoma programs. And, you know, I know it's a different agent, but in terms of strategy there, you know, it is used first line Hodgkin and peripheral T cell right now, combined with chemotherapy. So interesting to see this playing out in gynecologic cancers. I'm kind of curious, have you seen patients who you can say had clearly clinically meaningful benefit from TV?
Yeah, actually, we've had some really nice results and have a patient where we continue to see a benefit. Obviously, protect confidentiality, I don't want to say more than that. But not only do we see partial response, but sustained partial response, we see that from the original reports in the first in human trials. So there clearly is clinical benefit here. What's the best way and the best dosing and those mitigation strategies? We're going to continue to learn more about this drug.
One of the things that always fascinated me about Bevacizumab and Hodgkin is that there's a subset of patients who not only go into CR, but some of them, like really long CRs, they even talk about cure with Hodgkin's, and they have no idea how to separate them out. Any predictors here that you've seen?
And I was just going to say, that's one of the more frustrating, you know, because it is so widely expressed, I would love to be able to have a better biomarker to really identify those patients who are going to benefit. That work continues and is ongoing. And I think as we see this long-term follow-ups in these patients, my hope is that we would be able to identify those patients with a biomarker who are going to benefit the most. But we don't have that this time.